Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Andrew Gettert. I've been practicing herbal medicine almost 30 years, specializing in results. And today's topic is back to school herbs. So we're kicking off our fall webinar series. We have the one you're listening to today. We also are offering protocols for optimum results. That's one you don't want to miss because I'll be sharing my story of how I cured Crohn's disease, and also talking about how I developed the protocols that are in various books and resources that Health Concerns has. And then we'll be continuing our pain relieving series, or our pain seminar series, with treating hip, hand, and foot pain. And so we've, on our website, there's a vast amount of resources. Our website is healthconcerns.com/pro, and you can preview the previous pain series. There's one on shoulder and neck. There was one on knee pain, et cetera, et cetera. So those would be really good to review before you attend the treating hip, hand, and foot pain. So we have a lot of resources on our hand in our clinical handbook, as well as on our website, healthconcerns.com/pro, and that includes the webinars, recordings of webinars, continuing education classes. There's an online version of our clinical handbook and other clinical tips. So today's subject is back to school herbs. So it's mostly about treating kids with practical solutions. So one of the big issues is that we have to adapt Chinese medicine for the West. And in preparing this workshop, I realized, well, they adapt Chinese medicine in China too. For instance, they often do what I would call assembly line acupuncture in China, right? So it doesn't talk about in the classics about thou shalt create an assembly line and produce acupuncture with very little diagnosis and very quick treatment and expect people to get well. So we adapt too here. So for instance, my mentor, Feng Feng, his kids were all his patients. And guess what they told me? Oftentimes the herbal tea, as prescribed by the master herbalist, ended up in the chamber pot. And that's because it tasted awful. So we really have to concentrate on strategies that the patients and the parents will actually comply with. So we'll be talking about that. I did want to remind you that we've been in business for over 30 years. And again, our real specialty is providing the highest quality herbal formulas and the best herbal information to help American and North American practitioners help their patients. And so one of the special capabilities of the Health Concerns line is I believe that we're in a unique position to help yourself, and your family, your practice, and your business. And I like to talk about this because obviously we know what yourself and your family is like, and that could be either your immediate or include your extended family. But your practice has to do with your clinical success. But your business is also an important wheel, a part in this wheel of your private practice, and it is essential to have a successful business. Otherwise, you won't be able to treat patients. And I can tell you that in my years, I've met some really great healers, and the problem is that they never got to heal anybody because they couldn't maintain a business. So, so again, we have a lot of resources. I did a practice building series about a year or two ago called, and there's five, I believe there's five webinars. I interview people like the leading sports acupuncturist, a specialist in business development, an acupuncturist who specializes in business development, and then of course insights from my own practice of over 25 to 30 years. So what I found is the most useful to keep in mind when treating adults, teens, or preteens is treating on the basis of TCM and what works. So if you only think about the TCM, there's various problems. For instance, the textbook would direct you to various teas, and the problem is that that's probably going to end up in the chamber pot or in the toilet if you give that to American kids. And then if you solely focus on what works, that can work, but at some point, if you just use echinacea, for instance, for all colds and flus, at a certain point you have to realize that that's not going to work. And so how are you going to think about it differently? How are you going to think about it? Are you going to just throw another herb at the patient, or are you going to rethink the patient's constitution, evaluate their tongue, pulse, and the history of their disease. So I really believe in treating on the basis of TCM plus what works. Okay, so let's talk about pediatric tips and dosage. So first of all, we typically dose kids by weight. And so this is important. And I really think you can simplify this by just thinking that there are kind of three weights for kids. That is, young kid, and they would take about one-third the adult dose in the clinical handbook. And so the best dosage information is in the Health Concerns Clinical Handbook. Those dosages are all on the basis of a 100 to 200 pound individual. So a child that weighs 30 pounds would get one-third the adult dosage. It's 30 pounds divided by 100. Similarly, somebody who's a very heavy set, I heard about on the way over here, I heard on the radio about a singer who's 460 pounds, right? So that individual would probably need twice the dosage that's listed in Health Concerns Clinical Handbook, because again, it's based upon 100 to 200 pound person. So if a person's really heavy set, then I would take the calculation on 200 pounds and adjust it upwards. If somebody's under 100 pounds, I'd use the calculation based on 100 pounds. So we dose according to weight. So what is an effective take-home message? A take-home message is that young kids, say 7 and under, you can just use one-third the adult dosage. For preteens, you can use two-thirds the adult dosage. And kids over 12 can use adult dosage. How about that for simple? Now, one thing I want to remind you is that Health Concerns dosage for the traditional Chinese medicines that we produce is the same, but we also produce some nutritional supplements like our EPAC fish oil, and we may be talking about a great nutritional supplement called CogniSpark. These, the dosage is lower, so you want to dose accordingly. So in the case of EPAC, which is a fish oil, we never go below one soft gel. So the lowest dosage is one soft gel. But to demonstrate this, the starting dosage for an adult is 3 caps a day. If the adult has actually high cholesterol, it's 4 caps a day of the EPAC. If you're treating a preteen, you'd use 2 caps a day. And if you treat under 7 years old, treat 1 cap a day. So keep the dosage simple. That's what I say. Kids, and we're talking about most kids. We're talking about 90% of the kids. We're talking about kids who can walk into your office. If you're talking about kids on the cancer wing at UC San Francisco, it's a whole different ball of wax. You're probably not going to get to administer herbs anyway. So I'm really referring to dosage tips when the kid's able to walk in your office, and it's generally a kid who's more or less healthy, but they have some challenges that we're helping them with. So I do want to review tablets versus tinctures. So Health Concerns makes a few formula in liquid extract, but we vastly prefer tablets and capsules. And that's because you can get a lot more amount of active constituents in the tablets and capsules than you can in the tinctures. So remember, most of us have studied some Chinese herbology at maybe the acupuncture school or independently. Remember that the standard dosage of decoction in Chinese medicine is 8 ounces, at least 8 ounces a day. And if you're treating like cancer patients and people who have infectious diseases, it may be double that, so 16 ounces a day. Remember, a tincture that may sell anywhere from practitioner costs anywhere from $5 to $20 is only 1 ounce. Right, so when we're administering complicated bulk herb formulas, we're having people take 8 ounces. Why would you be able to get sell somebody or provide somebody a 1 ounce tincture that they take over a week or two? Right, so the concern really is effective dosage. So it turns out that tinctures are a non-economical way of ingesting herbs. They do happen to be a good option, particularly in the North American clinic, when you're dealing with kids and fussy moms, and they just won't take a tea and they won't take a tablet. So almost always I would recommend tablets and capsules first, but if the only way to get the medicine in a kid is a tincture, liquid extract, I would go with that. But just remember that the tincture is relatively non-economical. The tablets and capsules are a much better way of getting compliance, and also for most clients, and also getting active constituents more importantly. Now, one thing I also want to mention too is that alcohol in Chinese medicine is considered warming. So what they do historically in China is they don't use tinctures, they make alcohol wines, particularly for the elderly. These medicinal wines are not suitable for kids because they're too warming. Kids oftentimes have heat and phlegm conditions. But they also have sensitive stomachs too. So the tinctures can be contraindicated. Some people have claimed that if you add boiling water to the tincture, you can drive off all the alcohol. That is absolutely false. Yes, that's right. You can drive off maybe some of the alcohol, but not all of the alcohol. So another problem with tinctures is for people who are recovering alcoholics. So you don't want to give them alcohol. So we will talk about some tincture formulas and some powder formulas that I have found useful, but we try to use tablets and capsules whenever possible. How to make teas out of health concerns tablets? Well, there's basically the elegant method and there's the gorilla method. The gorilla method is you basically take the tablets, put them in a coffee grinder, they pulverize instantly. The messy way is you just add boiling water, and ideally you want to strain so there's no gritty materials there. A more elegant solution would be to grind them in a coffee grinder, simmer them for just a few minutes, less than 5 minutes, basically strain through a cheesecloth and have people drink that. Now, there's a concern about sweeteners. I don't really like sweeteners to begin with. But these can really change the energetics of the formula. So you really have to make your own decision. Are you going to try to, and I would say if you can get the mom to administer the tablet and tea form, it's going to still be easier than bulk herbs or bulk powders. And one way of administrating it is with an eyedropper. You know, you just basically squirt the eyedropper in the back of the kid's mouth. Now, what we do in Oakland Chinatown is we actually give people raisins after their bulk herb decoction, because the raisins help basically take the bitter taste out of the mouth. So I highly recommend raisins as something that better to sweeten the mouth with raisins rather than sweeten with honey or sugar or, God forbid, agave, which just turns out to be not a healthy sweetener at all. So we talked about tablets versus tinctures. One of the other options besides making teas out of tablets is to cut the tablets in half. I did want to mention that if you do have any questions during the workshop, I can answer one or two sentence questions. You submit them to the dialog box at the right of your screen. And again, if it's related to pediatrics, we'd love to answer it in the available time. If it's not related to pediatrics, we have a helpline, which would be better for answering non-pediatric type of questions. So now let's look at some of the best formulas for treating kids. So kids are very susceptible to allergies. Now, and again, we do have to watch the dosage because kids don't want to take too many tablets. We know that. And mom doesn't want her son or daughter to take too many tablets either. But one of the formulas to help prevent allergy symptoms, which works incredibly well, even at a low dose, is Astra-C. So Astra-C has a dosage of 4 tablets a day for adults. So again, if you have a somebody 7 or under, 1 tablet a day. You have somebody who's a preteen, 2 tablets a day. How about that for easy math? And the idea of Astra-C, it's the jade screen formula, and I've added zinc citrate, which is a highly bioavailable form of zinc, which is very, very good for the immune system. Well, if you take Astra-C over time, then you'll have much less allergy symptoms and much less need for other type of herbs, Some parents, even though they're Chinese medicine practitioners, treat their own kids with homeopathy. So if you use AstraZeneca preventatively, you'll use less homeopathy, and then of course you'll use less Western drugs. So for a general hay fever type allergies, xanthium works very well. The combination of xanthium relief surface and AstraZeneca works even better. I would say that you could use these as a treatment strategy for kids, or you could consider just low-dose AstraZeneca to help support the Wei Qi or defensive energy, so then your kid doesn't have as many symptoms come the allergy season. So xanthium relief surface has a number of proven wind-relieving herbs, and again, we've made some modifications that help stabilize the immune system. Again, AstraZeneca contains Yupeng Feng San, which is the often translated as the jade windscreen or jade screen formula. It's said to work like a jade screen over the body. That consists of three herbs, and here we've added basically some cofactors, including vitamin C and zinc citrate. So think of this formula, a great formula to keep kids healthy. So if they get too many colds and flus, mom, brother, sister, schoolmates are sneezing and coughing on them all the time, think of AstraZeneca. You have an allergic kid, you want to prevent symptoms from developing during the allergy season, use AstraZeneca. You have kids who have year-round allergies, use whatever you're using, whether it's Chinese herbs, homeopathy, or Western herbs, you can still add AstraZeneca. So let's look at some of the cold and flu protocols next. So one of our hallmark formulas that is available in liquid extract form is called Yin Chao Junior. My mentor Feng Feng actually developed this formula, and he had a lot of experience with kids. Again, when I first met him, I was in Oakland Chinatown, and even though he was teaching classes somewhat, he was also very busy in Chinatown, and I would say that maybe in his Chinatown practice, I'd say that maybe one-third of his patients were kids, and so he was very, very good with kids. And so this is a particular formula that's a Dr. Feng adaptation of Yin Chao, and is designed to treat kids that get colds and flus. It's designed to basically help balance the digestion as well as drive out the virus or bacteria, and then help remove phlegm and stop coughing. So it's a very complex strategy. Now, because this is in liquid tincture, the effective dosage is typically 1 to 3 dropperfuls several times a day. So for a 12-year-old that's not going to take any tablets, consider 3 dropperfuls every few hours. If it's a preteen, 2 dropperfuls every hour. 7 or under, 1 dropperful every couple hours. One of the ways I administer herbs like this to kids is that I also would consider adding these to grape juice. Grape juice is medicinal. It typically is not sweetened, so you don't want to use sweetened grape juice. So that might be fine to slip 1 or 2 droppers of tincture into a glass of grapefruit juice. And so you might want to consider that if you don't like the raisins, to help remove the bad taste from the mouth. Okay, so another strategy when we have kids that have really bad colds and flus and infections, such as high fevers, then we might consider using the Yin Chao Junior initially, but again, because tablets and capsules are more potent, we might still use the Yin Chao Junior as the base formula, and then we may add something like Cold Away, which has actually smaller tablets, so they're easier for kids to swallow. So if I have a kid that has a fever of like 101 and the mom doesn't want to and wants to try herbal medicine first before going to the pediatrician, we might recommend Yin Chao Junior 1 to 3 dropperfuls a couple times a day or every couple hours. And then we also might at the same time recommend 1 or 2 Cold Away to add the additional benefits. The other thing is a few people submitted questions in advance, and we always appreciate that, is that many kids get phlegm conditions. So if a person's just having a tremendous amount of phlegm while they undergo a cold or flu, again, you might consider adding using Yin Xiao Jr. and then adding one or two tablets of the health concerns formula, clear phlegm, as an adjunctive formula. So I want to talk very briefly about the differences between Yin Xiao Jr., which is a pediatric formula, Coldway, and Isatis Gold. So again, Yin Xiao Jr. is specifically formulated for kids. It's specifically formulated in a liquid form, so it's easy for kids to swallow. And then the more adult formulas are Coldway and Isatis Gold. And a Coldway is basically also a Yin Xiao modified formula. It's more or less a combination of Yin Xiao and Gan Mao Ling. And then the Isatis Gold is a east-west blend consisting of Isatis, Duching Yin, and Balangan, and then also also Echinacea, root and leaf, as well as Golden Seal. So these are some of my favorite. That's my favorite east-west blend. So the bottom line and take-home message, if a person has a kid has a mild cold, consider Yin Xiao Jr. If somebody has a heavy cold or flu with a fever, if possible, add at least one or two tablets of Coldway with every dosage if you can, because that'll make the treatment a lot stronger. It's a way of getting more herbs. So you can use a combination of tablets and tinctures simultaneously if you wish to do that. So let's look at coughing, dry, and productive phlegm. So clear air is a formula that we use for kids and adults for particularly if there's a productive cough. So we would use this in cases of bronchitis. We might use this as an adjunct in the case of bronchial pneumonia in addition to Western medicine. And then if there is air pollution, you might consider if you live in LA or New York City or something, there's a lot of air pollution that day, you might consider clear air. And then asthma, where there's a lot of phlegm rattling around the chest, consider the clear air formula. So again, this might be one where you either cut the tablets in half or you simply make a tea out of the tablets. A lily bulb, Health Concerns makes a formula called lily bulb, and this is a good formula for kids as well as adults who have dry lungs. And so this would be appropriate for smokers, people who have current at the end stage of a cold and flu. We don't typically want to use this in the first stages of a cold or flu because it has some tonics in it. But we can use this in the third stage of a cold or flu. We can use it when people have shaken their cold or flu, but they still have a dry cough. This is just a great formula. We also make a related formula called Tremella and American Ginseng, and that's very similar, but the Tremella American Ginseng is more suitable for long-term administration because it has a number of tonics in it as well. So ear infections. So ear infections are very, very common in the United States. And one of the reasons that so many kids get ear infections is dairy products, too much cow dairy products. Another reason is too many antibiotics, and oftentimes they're misapplied because the kid has a viral infection. And then the final problem is that many ear infections are actually due to fungus, not bacteria. So their pediatrician keeps pumping them up with antibacterials, and they keep getting more and more stubborn fungal infections. And at some point, they may have to go to a specialist to get antifungal medications. So Health Concerns really recommends two things. For the fungal aspect, we actually recommend a formula, one of Health Concerns' first formulas. It's called Phelostatin, P-H-E-L-L-O-S-T-A-T-I-N. So chronic fungal infection, we would recommend Phelostatin for an all-natural antifungal. But more commonly, when you see kids in the practice, and you may not know the history, how many courses of antibiotics they've been on, you might want to just try something acutely. In this case, if you have a child with an ear infection, it's to start with Coptis Purge Fire, And then you might simultaneously administer the ENCHAR Junior, for instance. So this is a case where if you have a young child, 7 years old, you might want to try to administer a couple dropperfuls of the ENCHAR Junior and back that up with one or two tablets of Coptis-Purge Fire, if possible. And that would be Coptis-Purge Fire swallowed with water, cut in half and swallowed with water, or prepared as a tea. Tonsillitis still comes up, and so we take very similar strategies to ear infections. We want to use something like Coptis-Purge Fire, which is really good for the ear, nose, and throat. It's basically based on Lungdang Shigantan, which is a traditional formula for, and this has been slightly modified to be very, very good for damp heat conditions, which is a manifestation of, ear infections and tonsillitis is a manifestation of damp heat. So tonsillitis, we'd use ENCHAR Junior, and then obviously back it up with, most likely back it up with either Coptis-Purge Fire if the throat is really red, or if we had only had cold away on hand, that would work in a pinch too as well for tonsillitis. One of the things that kids are susceptible to, and I did definitely get some questions people ask about treating food allergies and digestive issues. One of the formulas that's particularly good for kids that we've developed is called Enteramend. And one of the reasons this is such a good formula for kids is that it's in capsule. The capsules can be emptied into water, preferably, or grape juice if you insist. And it tastes very neutral. There's really no taste. So this is a way of getting reducing allergic reactions and also improving digestive function without any kind of nasty tasting or high dose herbs. So Enteramend is a combination of special enzymes with protease with DPP4 activity, and DPP4 is specifically involved in helping to clear the body of gluten molecules. It's also thought to help people with other food allergies as well. And then we have a full complement of enzymes designed to break down carbohydrates, fat, as well as protein. The third ingredient, alpha-galactidase, is the only ingredient in Beano. So you guys have heard about Beano. It's very good for bean digestion, and Beano does work, but that's only one enzyme. So we have a full complex of enzymes. We also have lactase, which is basically helps break down dairy products. So in general, we don't recommend, particularly kids that are sick, that have frequent infections or allergies, I really do not recommend cow's milk. I really recommend things like sheep milk or goat milk is a little bit tastier. In a pinch, we might recommend non-mammal type milks like almond type of milk. So really, if a kid's perfectly healthy, a little milk is probably okay. If a kid has allergies, digestive symptoms, gets a lot of colds and flus, we really want to try to get them onto alternatives to cow's milk as soon as possible. So diet is very important. So Health Concerns makes three formulas. We have a number, a wide range of digestive formulas, from nutritional supplements like Enteramend and Colostroplex to East-West blends like Chizyme to TCMs like Quiet Digestion. But in short, Enteramend is specific for food allergies. For pediatric applications, you can also administer, for pediatric digestive problems, you can also administer anywhere from one capsule to half a capsule. You know, just pour out half a capsule into water and have your son, daughter, or patient take that. And I've had people that come into the clinic and they have digestive disorders. I take out my trusty bottle of Enteramend. I open the capsule into water. I say, here, drink this, and in many cases within 10 to 20 minutes they have less digestive symptoms. Now sometimes if they're going through acute food poisoning, they may need another dosage of Enteramend, but the bottom line, to get it to work quickly, you actually open the capsules and empty them into water and stir them, and again it tastes, there's no taste. Chizyme is an east-west blend that contains the new formula. One of the things I want you to make a note of in your clinical handbook is that the new formula is gluten-free. One of my friends came up to me at a workshop and said, you know, Chisine's a great formula, but you got to make it gluten-free. And you know what I said? You're right. So I recently reformulated this. So current versions of Chisine have no gluten. The older version had gluten from barley. One of the ingredients is barley shenshu. And so there was trace amounts of gluten in the old formula. So Chisine is a combination of herbs for a dampness and food stagnation, and also Western digestive enzymes, a different group of enzymes that are found in enteramine. And then Quiet Digestion is our old trusty. This is a great formula for a dampness and food stagnation. This is solely Chinese herbs, and basically there is a trace amounts of gluten from barley in this formula. Again, the real problem in gluten, in my opinion, is wheat, not the alternative other foods like barley and rye that also contain trace amounts of gluten. And that would be for people that don't have gluten intolerance or that basically don't have celiac disease. So celiac patients need to avoid all types of gluten. People with gluten intolerance should avoid gluten as much as possible, but people that don't have gluten intolerance or celiac disease tolerate this formula quite well. Again, there's only trace amounts of gluten from barley shenshu. One of the formulas that I also would want you to think about in treating kids that have digestive problems, and also kids that have diarrhea, and also kids that have immune problems, think about Colostriplex. This is a complex of bovine colostrum. It's a super immune tonic, and then finally, it tastes pretty good. It tastes a little bit like milk. It does have trace amounts of milk. We have to declare that on the label. But on the other hand, it's about less than 1% milk and about 99% immune complexes. So it's what we do is we just take the first 6 to 12 hours of cow's milk, make sure that there's enough colostrum for the infant cow, and the rest has a ton of really neat immune potential in the Colostriplex. So we use this for adults and kids, but I point this out particularly for kids because it doesn't taste badly. So you can grind the tablets and add a little water and have your kids drink it that way. You could also cut the tablets in half. You could also make a tea like I talked about earlier. So Colostriplex would be particularly good for kids with immune problems and gastrointestinal problems, and specifically for diarrhea. Okay, a lot of you have asked about ADD, ADHD. So these are conditions almost of epidemic proportion. And one of the dirty secrets about these ADD, ADHD drugs is like Ritalin, and there's about two or three in the Ritalin class, is that these are amphetamines. These are dangerous medications. And so I think it's probably similar to my observation with treating Crohn's disease for 25, 30 years. Probably 1 out of 10 kids on Ritalin probably needs it, but probably 9 out of 10 kids on the Ritalin class of drugs don't need them. So one of the things that really works in a contemporary practice is food allergy elimination. And I would draw you to, especially to my book, Healing Digestive Disorders. But if you have a copy of Healing Immune Disorders also, I go into a digestive clearing diet. And that can be very, very useful to help determine what allergens might be affecting your kid's health. So certainly a quick idea is to, if you have kids with ADD, ADHD, is to get them off the dairy products first. And if there's still a problem, you might consider withdrawing wheat or consider a more formal rotation diet, such as the digestive clearing approach. EPAC would be my first approach to treating ADD, ADHD, and that's because this works. Actually, EPAC has been studied and shown to be beneficial for adults with ADD. We've had dozens of case studies with kids using one or two soft gels a day of EPAC, and what we find is that this really helps mental focusing. We had one case that was totally amazing. This woman was in the Midwest, and it was her own daughter her daughter was diagnosed with developmental disabilities. And solely from a combination of EPAC and acupuncture, within 6 months, she was able to get to be re-entered the regular classroom. So these things work very, very powerfully. EPAC works so well because it has EPA, DHA, phospholipids, which help get the EPA and DHA into the cell, and then other important cofactors like phosserine, which is a cognitive enhancer. So for adults and kids that have ADD, ADHD, I would consider EPAC as the primary treatment. It's a fish oil and a nutritional therapy as well. All the time people ask is, why should I use EPAC rather than other krill oils? And it's really the differences, the research and the potency and the clinical information. So again, there are cheaper krill oil products. They haven't been clinically evaluated, and the potency is much lower. So somebody said, well, one of the patients came in to me and says, well, I can get at Target, I can get krill oil for half the price. And I go, well, how much did you pay for your dog? Oh, it's a purebred German Shepherd, $3,000. I said, well, you know, you can get a pet in the pound for free. So why don't you do that? Well, I wanted a high-quality pet. Well, if you want a high-quality krill oil, you need to use EPAC. So a lot of these products that are half the price, they turn out to be one-third the potency. So it's actually not a very good value. One of the things we use for kids that are hyperactive, in addition to the EPAC, is Ease Plus. This is a traditional formula. It's the Chaihu Longgu Mulitang formula. And this is used to kind of settle the spirit. It's a complex formula, and it really does seem to work in the Western clinic to help people calm down their hyperactivity. So this is would be more for somebody, for a kid that has hyperactivity. My primary thing would be to use EPAC, and if you really need to use something like Ease Plus, go ahead and add it. Shenling is a historical formula, Shenling Baijiu San. This is a good formula for people that have spleen deficiency and dampness. And so this is particularly good for kids that have difficulty focusing, particularly if there's spleen deficiency and dampness. And I would say that many, many of the American kids I've seen in the clinic have spleen deficiency and dampness. So this would be a good formula for kids that have a hard time focusing. Another solution for kids in general that have phlegm, or in this context, kids with ADD or ADHD, if there's a phlegm presentation, and in an ADD, ADHD practice, this would really look like there may be some phlegm, there may be copious phlegm coming out of the nose, but you might only see phlegm on the tongue. That would be enough to still consider a trial with this formula. Because it's said that strange diseases in Chinese medicine are said to be caused by phlegm, and there are other causes of strange diseases. But one of the things that people have with ADD, ADHD is a difficulty with focusing. And from a nutritional standpoint, one of the reasons that they have difficulty focusing is they're just so clogged with phlegm. So this helps remove the phlegm. One of the things, so whether it's the insubstantial phlegm that we see with ADD, ADHD, whether it's more associated with bronchitis or cold and flu, this is a great formula to consider for both adults and kids. Obviously, with kids, the dosage is lower than adults. And then this is a drying formula, so its use should be monitored. One of the great superstar herbs for problems with cognitive processing is CogniSpark. And so if you're looking to get try something that will work relatively quickly for kids with ADD, ADHD, whether they're adults or kids, or you have kids in school or yourself in grad school. I've got a lot of my friends now going through this OMD program, like going to the acupuncture schools to get their OMD. Well, a lot of them are in their 30s, 40s, 50s. Some are in their 60s. And guess what? They're having difficulty focusing. This is a great formula to consider. The dosage is only 4 capsules a day, and so again, a preteen might only need 2 capsules a day, and 7-year-old might only need 1 capsule a day. Basically, this is a very, very good formula to consider with people who have low cognitive functions. And this can be safely used with pharmaceutical drugs as well. But we would, in this case, actually, you could take the CogniSpark actually at the same time as if you have any elderly clients or kids on ADD drugs, you could experiment this with taking at the same time. Although, if you really want to make sure that there's no herb drug reactions, interactions, it might be better to take it on an empty stomach. The reason you might take this with certain medications, like certain neuroleptic drugs or certain ADD, ADHD drugs, is that the choline in this formula actually increases absorption. So that's why this formula works relatively quickly and might actually improve the performance of other drugs that was taken at the same time. The risk is that there may be some herb-drug interactions, and in that case you want to either monitor the client or just take the formula 2 hours apart. Now I want to look at a pediatric asthma study, and I would encourage you to go to Dr. Google if you're really interested in this and research the study. It was done in Scandinavia. The formal title of the study is Acupuncture in Asthmatic Children, a Prospective Randomized Controlled Clinical Trial of Efficacy. And I think this is a really cool study. What they did is they took kids with asthma and they applied liver too. They just used one point, and the results were significant. So basically, the research team selected 122 children, and then there was only 52 that met the criteria for evaluation of asthma. There was 26 in the liver two group, 26 controls. So it was a placebo-controlled study, it's not considered a placebo-controlled study, it's considered a randomized study. The symptom scores and medication were not different between those that got the acupuncture and those that were not treated with acupuncture. And significant reductions were observed in subjective asthma symptoms, a reduction in inhaled steroids, and a reduction in beta agonists. At 3 months. So the bottom line is that this treatment, a simple treatment of liver 2, worked quite well for kids with asthma. And probably one of the reasons that the treatment works so well is that in addition to getting acupuncture, liver 2, from the acupuncturist, the parents were encouraged to do acupressure on the following points: lung 7, REN 17, REN 22, large intestine 4, PC 6, spleen 6, spleen 10, stomach 36, stomach 40, kidney 3, kidney 7, DU 14, DU 20, and Ding Xuan, which is the external 17 point. Extra point 17, excuse me. So I'll repeat that one more time. If you didn't catch it, this will be posted to our website so you can listen again. It's lung 7, REN 17, REN 22, large intestine 4, PC 6, PC, spleen 10, stomach 36, stomach 40, kidney 3, kidney 7, DU 14, DU 20, and Ding Xuan, the extra point 17. So that was basically the kids got the acupuncture treatment, but then every day their mom or dad was encouraged to stimulate the following points with self-massage. So this was a really encouraging study. Simple acupuncture point, great take-home tips there for the parents. And there's so many kids with asthma. Why don't you try this in your practice for your pediatric asthma patients, friends, family members, etc. One of the formulas that also can be very, very useful for asthmatics, including childhood asthmatics, is cortisane. And this is a extracted herbal powder. We have it also available in tablet form. So in this case, you might want to either use a minute dosage of the powder, say about, if it's a 7 or under, I'd use about 1/8 of a table, of a teaspoon, so, sorry, 1/8 of a teaspoon. If it's a preteen, I'd probably use about 1/4 of a teaspoon. And if it's an adult, I'd use anywhere from 1/4 to 1/2 of a teaspoon. And that can be applied several times a day. This has several ingredients that improve oxygen utilization. So if you do have pediatric or teen or preteen asthmatic patients, I would certainly use acupuncture protocols, and then having mom or dad if it's actually a teen, they can do acupressure on themselves, so teaching them acupressure. And then using formulas like Astra C, which we talked about earlier. Let's see if I can find that. Might not have time to go all the way back, so I'll not go back, but Astra C would be a good formula to consider for kids who get sick too much. But if you really want something that helps improve oxygen utilization and also improves a breathing capacity for kids that have asthma or adults, consider either the cortisone powder or the cortisone tablets as well. Okay, so we're getting ready to conclude. At this point, I want to take a 10-second break, and I want to see if there are any questions. Now would be a good time to submit them to the dialog box on your right, and I can try to answer them. So we'll just take a quick 10-second break to allow you to enter some questions into the dialog box. Okay, so while we wait for questions that have been submitted, if there are any questions that have been submitted, now's the time to do it. But some of the people were good enough to submit some questions in advance. The first one is from Yolanda. She has a three-year-old patient or son, a three-year-old boy with non-specific allergies, dark circles under his eyes, and he sounds like he eats a lot of carbs. So again, for allergic kids, three-year-old, dark circles under the eyes, which is one of the indications of allergic, I would certainly remove all dairy products. And then if necessary, all cow dairy products first, and then if necessary, even off goat milk. And then Enteromin would be just a great formula to make him less allergic. Over time, I would consider tonics such as Astra C or cortisone for this boy to help tonify his lung qi and spleen qi. So we've talked about pediatric dosages. Again, we dose according to weight, using 100 pounds when we're treating with pediatrics. So a quick shortcut is 7 or under, consider 1/3 the adult dosage, preteen, 2/3 the adult dosage, and teens and adults the full adult dosage. And I do want you to make sure that you're cognizant of the fact that the dosage of health concerns products can change depending upon whether it's a TCM or a nutritional supplement. Somebody asks, what role does poor nutrition play in causing ADD, ADHD? A big problem is some of the problems are food allergies, but then the other problems are food additives. So that's why the digestive clearing and other elimination diets are very good. In addition, some of our kids are just getting malnourished. I mean, I used to work in an institution, and those kids got institutional food, you know, USDA food. And that stuff is devoid of nutrients. You know, it does. I guess they do add some vitamins, so it has some RDA vitamins. But there's no qi to that. You know, U.S. government cheese comes in big blocks. It looks like Velveeta. It looks like a government cheese. Looks like a 20-pound block of Velveeta. And if you ever go to East Oakland, you could actually buy it on the street corner. I couldn't believe it. I was making a donation to Goodwill, and somebody was selling government cheese on the street corner next to the drug dealer. So at any rate, nutrition is very, very important. And then this is a very good question that Jacob asked. Can herbal formulas and acupuncture truly replace Western medicines and give symptom relief that many of my patients, parents of my patients desire? What a good question. I thank you, Jacob, for that question. So here's the thing that a lot of the kids now are very overprotected, you know, and a lot of this is, I believe, this is just my own opinion. I don't have any scientific studies. But one of the problems is there's so much divorce, and kids basically lose out certain attention when they're raised by one parent, and you know, parented by the other kid on the weekends or something. I believe it's really the kids become more needy, and a manifestation of this is allergic. There may be some, you know, this is very stressful, you know, for mom and dad to break up and for junior, and I believe that contributes also to ADD, ADHD. And let me tell you something else, and this is again part of my own personal observation in life and 30 years of practice. And you know, and that is just that some kids and some parents are just not candidates for alternative medicine, you know, because the patients are just too, the parents are too overprotective, and then when the kid says, "No, I don't want to take it; it tastes lousy," you know, what can you do? And actually, one of my friends is a very good herbalist and acupuncturist. And for his own kids, he uses homeopathy. He uses homeopathy, probiotics, and he uses a little astracea sometimes. But for kids, he doesn't use TCMs because it's just too hard to administer. So I think you really have to go with this. You know, they say in five element theory that sometimes you have to tonify the mother to tonify the kid. So we've had people in the clinic where mom comes to bring their kids in, and we end up treating the mom and making her less nervous so we can get some herbs into the kid. So yeah, I guess you really need to think of finding out the kid in the context of the whole family. In the 80s, we actually saw kids that lived in homeless shelters, you know. So if you live in a homeless shelter, you're not going to be able to take very many herbs, especially in bulk or powder form. So bottom line is you got to really decide who's a candidate for herbs, who's not, who's a candidate for some health concern solutions and who's not, and what will really work for the patient. So in some cases, they're willing to use, the kid has asthma, he's on beta drugs, then he's on steroids, and they don't know what else to do. Well, in that case, they might try a little cortisone, even though it doesn't taste good. In some cases, you might have kids that are not doing well with the pharmaceuticals, and you want to try something like CogniSpark. This is not going to. This can be added also into water. It's not going to taste really bad. Some people, you're never going to be able to get them to swallow tablets, so you have to go with things like Yin Chow Jr. So my take-home message here is you really want to know who you're treating. You know, some kids are not candidates for any holistic medicine. Some are candidates for nutritional supplements, not herbs. Some are, particularly the ones that are more desperate, are willing to do everything. And you really just have to educate the parents as to how to prepare these in a form that might be suitable for both the parents and the kid. Again, we talked about for adults that have ADD, I'd recommend EPAC and CogniSpark. Let's see, one of the people asked about what would you suggest for an autistic teen? I really can't make a recommendation because autism is a whole day workshop. I will make one thing to try, and that's the CogniSpark. So I would suggest CogniSpark for kids that have autism. And there's some experimental research. So if you go to mainstream autism, they'll poo-poo this. But there's some experimental research that many kids may do better on a gluten-free diet. Many autistics may do better on a gluten-free diet. And because gluten molecules tend to stay in the system, one of the formulas you might consider for a teen that has autism is a gluten-free diet with Enteramine and see how they do. The other formula I mentioned is CogniSpark, and that's basically used for cognition and focusing. Now, sometimes the results, if you have somebody that has Asperger's syndrome, which is considered autistic spectrum, you know, it's a mild autism form of autism, you might get quite good results. But if you have a kid who's autistic and they're a headbanger, and I've literally lived around the headbangers, the results might be very, very modest. Let's see if we have any other questions. Somebody said, what formula for frequent throat clearing? So basically, want to look at the spleen. You want to look at food allergies, and then the symptomatic approach would be clear phlegm. Because clear phlegm is drying, you do want to monitor your son or daughter, and then your son or daughter, and then think of formulas like Six Gentlemen long term. If you have kids with spleen qi deficiency with dampness, or the Shenling, which we talked about earlier, which is for spleen deficiency and dampness. So in my mentor Feng Feng's pediatric practice, he oftentimes recommended the Six Gentlemen formula to help follow up, and that's because kids so many times are susceptible to spleen deficiency and dampness. The final question, well, actually there's two final questions. One is, what is the protocol of getting children off meds for ADD, ADHD, and using herbs as a replacement? Again, I think that this is something you want to work with the, you got kids that are hooked, and I believe actually these Ritalin class of drugs are addicting. You want to try to talk to the pediatrician or somebody who's like a holistic MD about how to titrate off of those medications. One of those strategies that I don't fully understand, but I know many patients do this, is they have their kids take the ADD drugs during the school week, and then if they're weekends and when there's on vacation, they have their kids not take the ADD drugs. So that might be one strategy to discuss with the pediatrician or holistic physician. The other idea would be to use something like CogniSpark and then slowly withdraw those type of medications and see what the result is. My prediction is that some of them will be able to be weaned off of those stimulant drugs. Other people, I believe, have gotten addicted to them. So if you have a kid who's been on Ritalin or those class of drugs for 5 years more, it may be very difficult. And then we have another problem. If they're a teenager, they could make money selling their stimulant drugs. They could sell it to their buddy, their girlfriend, their boyfriend, all their buddies, and it's totally illegal, but they do this all the time. They either sell their ADD meds or they trade them. You know, I'll trade you two Vicodin for one ADD med. How about that, Harry? And so that what really goes on in the classrooms and schoolyards of California and probably in your state as well. So the problem is you might have a kid go, yeah, I don't want to go off my ADD meds. I'm making too much money. So think about it. So I would say the best way to get kids off ADD medications is to supplement with EPAC. That's a really good formula for kids, one or two caps a day. And then make an appointment with your pediatrician or a holistic MD about how to titrate off those medications. Finally, how and when do we know that a children's formula is working right? Well, again, this is where the monitoring comes in. One of the problems with the acupuncture schools that treat herbs, and they do a pretty good job treating the basics, but one of the things they don't really do a very good job is how to follow up, how to dispense medications, how to retain patients, and how to follow up. So one of the things that I hope to address in my trainings as much as possible is some of these things that aren't being addressed by other herbal teachers. And so basically, you just have to look at the symptoms. So if I'm treating an eight-month-old with colic, which I really don't like to do, I prefer to use herbs for 2 years or above, did they stop crying? Or do they have any symptoms anymore of colic? You know, they're not able to talk to me, but that would be one thing. So you wanted to go with what they say to you, but also what you observe. There are many, many cases where, again, the American kid doesn't really know that they're doing any better, but you may be noticing, oh, well, Jonathan, he seems to be studying harder since I put them on the herbs. So you really have to observe the effects. And if you're really talking about professional herbal medicine, and these are your patients, not your family or your own kids, it really behooves you to see them, once or twice a week for a period of time so you can really monitor what's going on. And that's because the kids might have secondary gain. In other words, they might be complaining about the herbs because of it had nothing to do with the herbs. It could be really due to a mom and dad dispute, maybe due to a kid mom or kid dad dispute, maybe a problem with their foster home. So you really have to observe what the effect is of the herbs and less what the child says of the effect of the herbs. Well, I hope this information was useful for you. Again, we have many follow-up classes. We have two scheduled for this fall, but there are many webinars that are featured on our website. One of our goals at Health Concerns here is to combine modern research and ancient wisdom. So, for instance, classical TCM, you'd be administering individually bulk formulas to kids. And in an American patient, certainly in California, that's not going to work 90% of the time. The kids are just going to throw out the herbs, spit them out, or put them in the toilet or chamber pot if they're in China. So we really do believe in that there's a tremendous amount of wisdom and value to Chinese medicine, but we do have to make this in a format that's suitable for an American practice. What's unique about Health Concerns, probably more than any other Chinese herbal company, is our knowledge of American patients. We've been doing this for 30 years. We not only have our business practice, which is our helpline practice, but until recently we actually ran a nonprofit clinic in Oakland, California, and then we have affiliated clinics all over the world. Our goal is to be the partner in your practice, and that's why we try to make sure that our products are safe, pure, and effective, but also that our resources are state-of-the-art as well. So bottom line is that we want you to trust the protocols that I've discussed with you and the protocols that are also mentioned in our clinical handbook and our website. They work not only in my own practice, in our affiliated clinics, but in thousands of clinics all over the world, particularly in North America. If you do have a question that's not addressed in our resources, we would encourage you to contact our herbal helpline at 1-800-233-9355, extension 105, or by email at herbalist@healthconcerns.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you online.